Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to your daily Bible verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Joy A. Williams. I'm a writer and speaker on the Joy to the Soul blog. I'd love to share a resource with you entitled 5 Habits of a Joy-Filled Life. This free PDF is available on joyawilliams.com. After this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Philippians chapter 1, verse 6.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Today's Bible verse is Philippians 1, verse 6, and it reads, "Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." Well, these words from the Apostle Paul to the Philippian church offer reassurance to the reality that we are all a work in progress. But the biggest step of progress we can make is putting our faith in Jesus as Lord and Savior of our lives. And from that moment on, thankfully, God's work in us continues, and He promises to complete it until Christ returns, which today's verse refers to as the day of Christ Jesus. I am so grateful that the work of God's grace in our lives is continual. And yet his process requires patience. I was reminded of this recently when I tried a new recipe. It was my latest attempt at a breakfast casserole. It required placing bread dough on the bottom of a baking pan. Next, I poured an egg mixture with some of my family's favorite ingredients on top of the bread dough. But before our family's breakfast became golden goodness, there was a process. However, I was a skeptical cook. Occasionally, I'd peer through the oven door waiting for the bread dough to rise. It's not the best way to do it, but it was me waiting on the promised outcome. And I was looking for any sign that that promise was being fulfilled. But there is a notable exception. When it comes to God's promises, the proof is not limited to what we see. The proof is in the promise keeper. As his plan unfolds, there is more going on behind the scenes than we can fathom. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11 tells us, "He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart, yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. Friend, are you waiting for a situation to change, for your heart to change, or a dream to come true? Well, I am nodding my head yes, right along with you. But as we wait, there is a process. Circumstances, just like my breakfast casserole, may look messy at first. In fact, the details may look messy for a while. But the whole scope of God's work means there is a beginning and an end. And that's not just for creation. That's also for what's challenging us right now. It has a beginning and an ending too. And friend, we can be confident, even when life feels crazy, there is a hidden beauty in the work of God's plan. So consider, what is the hardest part of you trusting God with the current process in your life? If I avoid the growth process, that's when I grow weary and waiting. Instead, anxiety grows in me and I bend my mind into scenarios of what could go wrong or what I can do on my own apart from the Lord to make it right. Now, this is particularly hard when it feels like things are getting worse instead of getting better. And as we wait for things to get better with our health, our relationship, our finances, our jobs, our communities, you can fill in the blank with any circumstance. It all requires patience. But all the while, God is doing a good work. And as we receive it, our faith is growing, our prayer life is deepening, and these are all beautiful in God's eyes. In fact, Psalms 27 verse 14 tells us, as we wait on the Lord, we can be of good courage, and He will strengthen our heart. Then we assume the posture of what I call willful waiting. It's when we rely on God's strength to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes to see the beautiful ending He planned from the beginning. May you rest in the reassurance. May I rest in the reassurance that God is in control. Now, according to my family and the empty baking dish, the casserole was delicious. The process worked. All my waiting and even my wondering eventually became the results of the recipe's instructions. How much more can we rest in knowing God's instructions are so much more reliable than my breakfast casserole recipe? For we can be confident of this, that He who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Let's take our hearts to Him in prayer. Dear God, thank You for Your faithfulness in our lives. Thank You for the finishing work of Your grace, enabling us to trust You more. Whatever steps of faith You are requiring us to take, may we rely on Your strength to complete it. We look forward to the day of Christ. It's the day when He will return and everything will be perfect and complete in accordance with Your plan. Lord, strengthen us, even as we wait. In Jesus' name, amen.
The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. With Abide Bible Sleep Meditation, you can fall asleep fast with relaxing sleep stories based on Scripture. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Bible Sleep Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.